Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we are continuing our conversation with author, speaker, coach, and pastor Tommy Lanham. And we're talking about his word that has been just kind of his passion, like my word's hope. His word is enthused. And a lot of people, and especially a lot of followers of Jesus, they just don't live enthused lives. And if anybody should be enthused, it's us that are followers of Jesus. And yesterday, we just got started on, he has an acronym for enthused, and we just got to the letters E and N. And Tommy, thanks for being back with us. And for those that maybe missed yesterday, can you just kind of recap the first two letters of enthused that you shared yesterday,
absolutely,
please?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Greg, thank you for having me again on this show. I love being on here. The word enthusiasm is a God-inspired fire ignited deep within your soul that drives you to never settle, live with passion, and turn the world upside down. And in order to live there, there are eight decisions that I believe needs to be made. And the two that we've covered already is the E of enthused, and that's embrace your weird. And the N for enthused is never settle.
Yesterday was a really, really good program. If you missed it, I want to encourage you to catch the podcast of that program. You can go to our website, hopeisheretoday.org. That's hopeisheretoday.org, or whatever platform that you listen to podcasts. We're on all of those, iTunes, Spotify, Podbean. Just type in Hope is Here, and we hope you'll subscribe to it. If you're blessed by those programs, then why don't you make a comment? We really, really appreciate that. It helps other people find us. I also want to remind you, we have a YouTube channel, and most of our programs are on that. In fact, these will be. So just simply type in Hope is Here, and my name, Greg Horn, H-O-R-N, and hope you'll subscribe to our YouTube channel also. All right, Tommy, so enthused, letter E, embrace your weird, letter N, never settle. What is the letter T?
The letter T is decide to turn the world upside down. What I mean by that is find a way that you can make the world a better place. As followers of Jesus, Jesus was the ultimate world changer. And as followers of Jesus, we should be world changers as well. Matter of fact, in Acts chapter 17, verse 6, it says, those who have turned the world upside down have come here too. Meaning, the apostles and other followers of Jesus had made such a radical difference in the world that they were referring to it as turning the world upside down. They had made changes in people's lives. They were feeding people. They were giving people the gospel. They were giving people hope. And because of that, they were creating a massive positive change in people's lives.
Well, you can definitely do that in this culture we live in. Unfortunately, I find since COVID, man, when you're enthused, you're kind of a light in the darkness often.
Yes.
You found that?
Yeah, that is very true. And people need that, especially since COVID. There has been such a rise in the counseling industry since COVID because of people dealing with issues even more so than what we had pre-COVID. Loneliness, depression, anxiety, all kinds of things that they're needing to work through. And listen, enthusiasm can help with all that. I'm not saying enthusiasm is a magic pill, that if you just get enthused about things, everything's going to go away. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying if you could tie in, if you could make these decisions and it leads you to tie in to that God-inspired fire ignited deep within your soul that drives you to never settle, live with passion, and turn the world upside down, then it makes a positive difference in you and in the people around you. Now listen, when we're talking about changing the world, it doesn't mean that you're going to be famous, you're going to write tons of books and stuff like that. Listen, sometimes it might be just walking across the road to visit somebody who doesn't have anybody to talk to. You can turn their world upside down.
That's such good stuff, and sometimes I think we make it too complicated. And just amazing, you know, to me, I'm a hope-filled guy, and yet when I get a text from somebody just saying, hey man, was thinking about you, or I heard your Hope is Here program the other day, and it was a great program, or man, love that guest, just a simple one-sentence text can carry me and give me enthusiasm. So it can turn somebody's world upside down just by a simple text, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And when you make that positive difference in somebody's life, guess what? It benefits them, but it benefits you anymore. Now, that's not the reason we do it. We don't do it, go, oh, I need to feel good about myself today, so let me go do something for somebody. You do something for somebody because you love them, because you care, because you love God. But a benefit of that is that you feel better. Your enthusiasm grows when you change somebody else's life.
And one of the things I found, it's so simple just to turn somebody else's life upside down. If you see somebody, you think they've lost some weight, say, hey, you look like you've lost some weight. I mean, when people exactly. tell me that, even if it's not true, it just it kind of turns my world upside. I smile a little better, my shoulders, I stand up a little taller. And so there's just even simple little things like that. And we just look for the positive in others and be enthused about others, but actually sharing it with them, it can turn somebody's life upside down that way too, right?
Absolutely it can. Any kind word, a shoulder to cry on, an ear that will listen, just anything that we could do. We lived several years ago, we lived up in Newcastle, Kentucky, and we had a neighbor that that lost a son, and man was just devastated by that. And my wife does this thing where she will pile up stuff, like if she sees it on sale or whatever, and we had like all these paper plates, and they weren't wanting to go out and buy plates and stuff like that. People were bringing food over, but they didn't have... We just took some plates over. Made their day. They loved it. It was a blessing. Man, their world had been turned upside down in a negative way, but we, along with others, were able to turn their world upside down in a positive way. Just a little something. Didn't cost a lot. Wasn't a lot of time, but it made a difference in their life.
Just tuned in, we're talking with Tommy Lanham. He's an author, speaker, coach, and a pastor. We're talking about his word, enthused. So far, we have got the letter E, embrace your weird. The letter N, never settle. The letter T, turn the world upside down. What's the letter H, Tommy?
Greg, I think this is probably your favorite of my eight decisions, but it's hope as you climb to your God-given potential. Now, the reason I put that hope in there is, first of all, it works well with the acronym. But secondly, if we're going to climb to our God-given potential, there has to be a fuel for that. And hope is that fuel. If we don't have any hope, we're not going to climb. We're not going to get any better. We're not going to try and do things if we don't have any hope that it's going to make any difference. So we have to have that hope as we climb to our God-given potential. I love the passage of Scripture in Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. And this is in the Message translation. I love the way it words it. It says, when Jesus noticed that his ministry was drawing large crowds, he climbed a hillside, and those committed climbed with him. And then he sat down and taught his climbing companions. I just want to be a climbing companion of Jesus. Of course, that's an introduction to the Sermon on the Mount, what we know of in chapters 5, 6, and 7 of Matthew, which I think most of us would agree is the greatest sermon ever preached. But I would also argue that it's the greatest personal development seminar ever given. It teaches us how to grow, especially in that spiritual sense, how to climb to our God-given potential. And it comes from commitment. It comes from following Jesus. And if we have the hope as we do that, then we'll be able to make that climb.
Well, I love that. And as you know, I'm a big hope guy. And as I like to share with people, you know, there's a lot of things overrated in life. You know, somebody tells you about a new restaurant, you go and check it out. You're like, that wasn't that good. Or somebody tells you about a new movie and you pay and you go and see that. And you're like, that was overrated, unless it was Top Gun Maverick. And yet there's a lot of things overrated in life, but I found that hope's not one of them. And to be enthused, I so agree with you. You've got to have hope.
Absolutely.
All right. So we're talking about how you can decide to be enthused each day. The letter E, embrace your weird. The letter N, never settle. The letter T, turn the world upside down. Letter H, my favorite, hope as you climb to your God-given potential. What about the letter U? What does that stand for, Tommy?
The letter U is utilize the power of positive failure, which is probably your second favorite on here, because I know you were featured in Maxwell's book, Failing Forward, and that book had a strong impact on me. It's kind of helped me in the years when I was kind of formulating. I didn't realize it at the time, but I was kind of formulating these eight decisions in order to live in your enthusiasm zone. But we all fail. We can't teach lessons on how to avoid failure. We're all going to experience failure. It's what we do with that failure that determines whether we're going to live with enthusiasm or not. John Maxwell calls it failing forward. I call it the power of positive failure. And I think a great illustration of this is in Matthew 26 and 27, where we have two people that failed big time. Peter and Judas. Judas failed by betraying Jesus into the hands of the authorities, which eventually led to his crucifixion. Peter failed by denying even knowing who Jesus was during this time. When Jesus needed him most, Peter became least. He denied even knowing who Jesus was, and he realized it. Judas realized that he had failed. The difference is, Judas's response to his failure led him to suicide. Peter's eventual response to his failure led to repentance and eventually to being one of the major leaders of the church. A month and a half later, he preaches a sermon that leads 3,000 people to Jesus. When we look back at Peter today, in most regards, we look at him in fondness and respect and honor because of what he did. And so, two examples of big failure, but one used it to build on, used it in a positive way, and the other one allowed that failure to tear him down to self-destruction. We got to utilize the power of positive failure, not how to avoid it, but how to use it. I think it's John Maxwell that says it's okay if you fall down as long as you pick something up on your way back up. You know, failure is the opportunity to begin again more intelligently because we know what doesn't work. And so we learn from that, we make adjustments, and we continue to move forward.
Well, I love, obviously, I'm a little biased with failing forward, but John Maxwell, the thing I learned from reading the book was that, you know, failure is an event, not a person.
That's exactly right.
But the enemy wants you to make failure personal, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. The failure, another great scripture verse that I think ties into this is John 10:10, where it says, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy." And Jesus talking here, and he says, "But I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." I believe that's two purpose statements. And the first part of that is Satan's purpose statement. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy everything that's good in your life, your enthusiasm, your hope, and everything else that's good in your life. And one of the ways that he does that is by reminding you that you're a failure. You're a failure. Look at all these times that you've messed up. Look at all the times that you've not stood up to the standard that God has for you. You can't do this. Forget about this. You're a loser. You're a failure. But I think God reminds us, not in these words, but you said it earlier, and I love the way that's worded, that failure is an event. It is not a person. You may have failed, which we all do, but that doesn't mean you're a failure. It doesn't mean that, and I think Peter's a perfect example of that. He failed big time, but he was not a failure because he built on that failure that he experienced and continued to grow and to move forward.
Oh, so it's good stuff. Tommy Lanham's been our guest today. He is an author, a speaker, a coach, and a pastor. I want to encourage you to check out his website, TommyLanham.com. That's TommyLanham.com. If you're driving like, oh, I can't get that written down, we'll have all this information with the podcast. But I hope you'll join us again and invite somebody else to listen as we continue to look at how you can live in the enthusiasm zone on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Sometimes ordinary tasks can become extraordinary feats. That's why there's the Joint Chiropractic to keep you moving. What life does to your body, we undo. Chiropractic is more than a solution for your back pain. It's key to a healthy and active life. Find your relief from everyday life and beyond at the Joint Chiropractic in Tate's Creek Center. No appointments or insurance necessary. Open nights and weekends. Wellness starts here. For additional information, visit thejoint.com/15002.